Leah, Team Northumbria at the minute at the wrong end of the table, to be fair, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been a tricky start for Team Northumbria. We've had a really tough few games. Some of the squads that we probably are looking to get wins on are definitely further into the season that we're going to face them. So we knew that at the start, the first couple of matches were going to be really difficult and we were going to be facing tough opposition. But I think the girls are growing every week in confidence and we're getting more players on the court. And you can start to see from the strategies we're putting in at training, now just getting that consistency and being able to last for more than, say, two quarters, because I think we give a good half and then maybe in that third quarter sometimes we dip. So it's just about getting consistency, being able to hold on to the ball for longer, and it's just kind of correcting our own errors. We did a good job against Stars and we got a win from them, and I think we just got to show when we do put out good performances we can get a win.
How are the team after that 23-point loss against Lightning on Friday? I mean, they are top after all, but how did that affect the team?
I think for the girls knew going into the match that it was going to be really hard. Obviously, Lightning this year have just came out and started off their season with 8 wins. So, do you know what I mean? Everyone knows that they're ones to watch. And they have some absolute key players like Cobden, Pangari and Joseph in the middle, centre court. We know that, I know personally from being in England, that they're a strong centre court together. They've been playing since June and training together. So we knew it was going to be difficult, and the girls did. But they had a hard week in training. They put some strategies out that they thought, actually, we can go, we can try these. And at the end of the day, on the match, it didn't happen and we were unlucky. But I think we managed to hold our own for the first half. Again, it was just that they kind of got away from us in the third quarter. So that's something we need to look at and how we can stay with teams all the way to the end of a match now.
And the nice thing was as well, you beat Stars 61-39. That was quite recently. So how much of a boost was that?
Oh, that was brilliant to see. The girls after it were absolutely buzzing. It was such a good performance. They just, all the things that had gone wrong in previous matches, we seemed to kind of put to one side and we just seemed more confident. We wanted it. There was fight. And I think that really helped. And I think that is helping us now believe, and as a lot of the younger girls who this might be their first season, it is really difficult if you're not used to being able to come back and deal with the challenges of constantly getting beat in the Super League. Then for them it would have been starting to be like, oh, why am I doing this, why am I getting on court? But I think that win allowed them to kind of realize, actually, like, we can do it and we can get where we want to be.
Team Northumbria as well this season especially is all about this sisterhood that you've got. Evidence of that on and off the court, really, is that showing?
Yeah, I definitely think it's showing. And I think it does show in the results, because even though we are, like, say, this Loughborough team, we lost by 20 points to them, I think the fact we do have this sisterhood and we all want to win for each other and we want to keep on training because we are doing it for one another does kind of make the girls are back in this week training hard already. So if we, I mean, I feel like if we didn't have that culture, we could easily kind of forget the goal that we were heading towards. But especially off court as well, everyone has their back. Like you said, a lot of the community work has been fantastic. Our Easter camps are starting this week, which I think that really shows our kind of, not just the sisterhood within the team, but within our whole community that we have at Team Northumbria and the fans that we have. So yeah, it's been brilliant to be part of that this year. And I do feel like this is, we do all have each other's backs, and it is good team to be a part of.
At Super 10, we saw Katarina Cooper out through injury.
Yeah.
How are you at the moment? Is there anything on that?
Yep. So I unfortunately had knee surgery on Friday. So I've been resting up in bed for the last 2-3 days, which, as much as people think it sounds fun, there's only so much Netflix you can watch. I've got through most of the seasons that I need to, and now I'm like, oh, what do I do? I'm just sat in bed. But yeah, unfortunately for the team, we've lost me and Katarina now, which I do think shows the resilience that we have, and like you said, the sisterhood we had, because both of us are out for the rest of the season. We won't be back on the court, and for the girls to kind of have to deal with that and then introduce two new players with Nolene and Sanula from Ireland and adapt to that situation, I think it goes to show, like you said, the sisterhood we have. And I know that me and Katarina are going to be there and support the girls whenever we can. up until now I've been sitting on the bench with them, but obviously since Friday I'm not doing much moving around, but I'll definitely still be a part of it, and I'll still be around at all the games when I can be and at the training sessions. Yeah.
I mean,
unfortunately, yeah, out for the season.
T's picking up player and matches, but who else in the squad at the minute's impressed you?
For me, Iman Thomas in particular. I played uni with Imi, as I call her, last season. So I'm one of them who I like to take players under my wing and kind of like nurture them through. And I feel like Iman's just impressed. She came from just being a Bucks player last year, and she's starting matches now, and she just gets on with the job. She comes, she turns up for training. She does, like, she puts in hard work, and then she comes to game day and she gets on with what she needs to. She isn't showy or anything like that. She just gets on with it. And that's what I really like in a player, like just hard work and grasp. Another one is Bree Grierson. She obviously has had to move to the centre position this year for the first time. And I think she's really took it upon herself to just learn and to listen to what people have had to say to her. And I think really with Katarina being out and her being able to kind of get a lot of advice from Kat, because Kat's been able to just concentrate on helping Bree, I think that's really helped her. And in the matches, she's really starting to show that she can contend and go up against some of the senior England centre quarters that are out there.
How much of other live games have you seen? I mean, is there a player in another franchise that it's impressed you as well?
There's a lot of them. Obviously, I've been looking out for my, like, England teammates and seeing how they do. I think Beth and, like, from the Luffa team, I think Beth and Natalie have been doing really well in centre court. And, yeah, there's been loads of, I think a lot of the under-21s this year have really started to step up, which has been good to see. Especially, like, obviously with England contracts coming up, it's great to see that there's lots of youngsters that are fighting for positions and want to be considered. So yeah, it's cool to always see that around and see that people are stepping up with their performances.
Next lot of fixtures for Team Northumbria is Wasps and Storm away and then Mavs at home. More a case of digging deep?
Yeah, definitely. I think the season's been totally upside down right now. I don't think, apart from Loughborough, who've got their 8 wins, I don't think there's any other squad that have really solidified them that you'd say, oh, you can't get a win from them. I think, obviously, Stars have shown they took a win from Sirens. For me, we kind of just go into every game. We set out our game plan in a training session. We have a hard training week, and then we just go, and you never know what upset we can cause, because a lot of these squads, like I said, every week is so different. People are having good performances, and the next game they're not. So it's really interesting, and it's totally open. I just think we have to go in with the confidence and just back each other on the court. Like, we know that Wasps are going to be a hard one, and we also know that obviously Surrey with Megan in the back, but we've got some really good young players coming through, and hopefully they get more opportunities and they show what they're made of.
It's still early days, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And like I said, there's so many upsets going on at the moment that you kind of can't really knock anyone out of it.